This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
America and humanity stands on some big shoulders. You can feel the energy. It's, you know, I've not really talked about Virginia a lot today because I'm about to be there. And the Democrats are planning something really nasty. You can feel it. But when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord lifts up a standard against it. And that standard, when the satanic killer came to kill people, was Stephen Wilford and, of course, Johnny Lagendorf. We really appreciate him joining us to talk about what happened with that attempted massacre in Sulphur Springs. It would have been 50, 60 people or more, they estimated, but not just the five. They wouldn't have stopped him. What do you want to say in closing? And I really appreciate you joining us today, brother.
I guess I want to say stay vigilant. Get out there, get trained, be ready. You never know when you might be needed.
You know, the left thinks they're going to have gun confiscation, but almost every police officer I talk to is awake, and almost everybody I talk to in the military is totally awake. That's why the deep state can keep trying their tricks all day, but they just don't have any juice anymore.
Again, I want to wrap this up, I guess, by mentioning Second Amendment Foundation and SAF.org and StephenWilford.com. If I speak to churches and help them set up.
Oh, that's invaluable. Talk about that. Talk about how churches, because it, that like it's, oh, it's dirty to have guys with guns. No, Christ said, sell your cloaks and buy a sword. That's the answer. Good people with guns. Tell us about that.
I go and I help churches and religious organizations set up safety response teams. And I speak with them. I fly all over the country to do it. You can come. You can book me to speak. I guess this is my calling now. I make people aware that if Sutherland Springs, with a population of 600 people, if it could happen there, it could happen anywhere. And if you think you're going to just shoot at flat targets, you're not going to confront a active shooter. You need to be a little bit more trained than that. You need to have a team together that will work together, that sees these threats, just like Jack Wilson did, and he was able to stop the threat so quickly, him and his team, and I can't say enough good about them and what.
Let's be clear. Spiritually, having men and women armed and ready is literally a deterrent to this evil. They target things they think are disarmed, like the state police report. They target unarmed crowds. The answer is arm the crowd.
Just remember that Jesus said that he will leave the 99 and go out and look for the one sheep to bring him back. The sheep are Jesus Christ. He loves the sheep. And when he leaves the 99 to go look for the one, it's the sheepdog.
I agree. You probably want to listen to the show, but I started the broadcast with that. Is that it's the prodigal? The same story of the prodigal son.
When, no, I'm talking about when Jesus said.
No. I know, but I'm saying the lost sheep parable. I'm saying the prodigal son. It's the same thing. Is what I'm saying.
But when he leaves the 99. To go look for the one, just remember, be the sheepdog that takes care of the 99 while he's gone. Because when he comes back, he loves his sheep, and he wants them to be all together when he comes back.
I totally agree. All right, Stephen Wilford, look forward to shaking your hand in Virginia next Monday. We're getting into D.C. Friday. Thank you so much. I got a final segment to break some things down, then Matt Bracken takes over. Stay with us. InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com only exists because of you.
I want to talk about Super Silver Whitening Toothpaste because I hadn't tried it except for maybe the last week and a half. And I told Alex, I said, man, this is the best toothpaste I've ever tried. He's like, well, what are you doing just sitting in here telling me? You got to get up there and tell people. And so here I am telling people, Super Silver Whitening Toothpaste is by far the best toothpaste I've ever tried. And I'm 45 years old and I've tried a lot of different toothpaste. And it's fluoride free. I think the big difference, the game changer in this is the coral calcium, because after I brush my teeth with this, they feel so clean, and the toothpaste, that I don't even like rinse out my mouth after I brush my teeth with this. It feels so good. It feels like good things are happening in my mouth. In fact, I find myself brushing my teeth 3 to 4 times a day rather than just twice a day now, because I like the way it feels.
Took the gun, and I'm here to tell you, 1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms. Doesn't matter how many lemmings you get out there on the street begging for them to have their guns taken. We will not relinquish them. Do you understand?
You have done well, Lord Vega.
Well, man, Dave Mustaine told me like 6 years ago, he goes, I want you to write my next album. And I was like, you're joking. I like, not that I'm just too busy. It's Dave Mustaine that wrote Kill 'Em All. He wrote this song. Then the album came out. It was all InfoWars. So he wrote it. But let's hear a little bit of Dave Mustaine.
This is the Four Horsemen ride. So choose your fate and die. You must choose your fate. Yes. Yes.
You've been dying since the day you were born. You know it's all been planned.
A sinner once, a sinner twice. You need no confessions now.
Because now you've got some company.
Lock up your wife and children now. It's time to wield the blade. All the jokes, all the games are almost over. Now, reality begins to set in. The great animating contest. And America, who they believe was asleep, is awake. Is awake. Is now drawing its blade. Not to attack, but to defend. You can feel the spirit as never before rising. It's unstoppable. But if the public can be deceived by staged false flag attacks, if they can stage a mass shooting and have us buy into it and have us cower and not challenge the event when it happens, they could snatch victory from the jaws of defeat. Let's hear it. With it in every way, like Pelosi. See, evil decays, not God. It's regenerative. And now there's nothing you can do. We've been planning a long time for this. A man's got to have a code, a creed to live by. Wonder who said that. You got to have something. You got to serve something. Like Bob Dylan said, and I don't serve Satan. In fact, Satan is a joke. A lot of people are scared to take on Satan. On high behind God, truth is God fights Satan through us. We're the fingers, we're the hand, we're the will. And we're meant to get chewed up in that fight. And when you take that on and stop caring anymore, that's when you truly live. Here they come, the four horsemen. This format back and takes over. I could sit here and I could worry all day about what's going to happen in Virginia. And I could sit there and beat my brains out, and I could sit there and get upset and yell at the crew. The crew's like, man, you're as happy as pumpkin pie today. What's going on? Because I woke up at about 3:10 a.m. last night. I worked till about 1 a.m. So I'm going to sleep about 2 hours. And I just woke up, and I never felt the Spirit of God so strong. And folks, this isn't some fake Bible-thumping crap here where some fake preacher tries to tell you about what they saw down the road when they saw a real preacher. This is the real deal, okay? This isn't something in some seminary or taught by some litter bug. This is the real deal. So I can't stop spouting God and Jesus Christ because that's all I'm thinking right now. I mean, I got all these articles, all these videos, all this incredible stuff to cover, and I just keep getting closer to Jesus every 5 seconds. I mean, it's just closer and closer and closer. And let me tell you, that doesn't happen unless we're about to face the crucible. They're trying to impeach the president with this trial. They're trying to remove him from office. They're trying to create this illusion that America is discredited and we're broken during this critical fight. So they've got their indictment. Now they want to have the conviction. And they've got lined up Virginia and D.C. and other events for false flags. We're going to be there on the ground. But they can strike other places. And it's the awareness of how the media is all lined up and how Joe Biden says Charlottesville 2.0 is what he's running on, tells you they're locked and loaded. They're going to have foreign assets. They're going to be using cutout groups, you name it. But they are badly coordinated, and they are confused, and they are scared. You read those Strzok emails and text messages. Well, he didn't do anything. We're going to get in trouble. They've got the dumbest of their dumb going to launch this attack. And if we pray, and if we're vigilant, and if we're informed, and if we're involved, and if we're on the ground, and if we put the skin in the game, get that road rash, for it all comes down to that, put the skin in the game, that's where the rubber meets the road, we're going to win this thing. But you've got to pray today. You've got to pray right now. You've got to pray tonight. You've got to pray tomorrow morning. You've got to pray this weekend. You've got to pray on Monday. You've got to pray on Tuesday. Because the planets have aligned for the trial of our president in the Senate. And their false flags to say we're all white supremacists and all this stupid-ass crap, when they know full damn well Christianity is the unifying force, even if you look at it politically, to not destroy the planet and kill each other. Come together under Christ. Come together under love. Come together under justice. Come together for the children. Come together for that ethos. And anyone opposing that is a piece of trash. And like that poor woman I had on earlier, 2 hours ago, fired from her job as a dental assistant for saying Make America Great Again 2020. That's what we're facing, is intimidators like that. And so George Orwell said, freedom is the ability to say 2 + 2 = 4. That's right. It's to say men don't have babies. And everybody tries to come to America because it had an idea to empower people, not that we're the place that oppresses people. And they use our strength against us. And I'll just say this in closing because I didn't do it hardly for 3 hours. Our products are kick-ass. I mean, I metaphysically can't bring you a product that isn't the very best out there. I mean, I go to these companies and I go, I want turmeric. You know, that's sold out right now. I want turmeric at the highest level. I go, well, the highest level known as 85%. Well, I want higher. Well, okay, we got a formula, 95%. We tested it with outside firm. Listen, on what the FDA does on the label as turmeric, but it's a turmeric extract. Same thing, Vasobeads. We go around, we do our testing, we study. Because, man, I cannot give you anything that, I mean, if I'm not going to sell out to the New World Order, you think I'm going to sell out to sell you crap?
They could put a gun to my head and say, we want you to lie to somebody. And I'd say, pull the frickin' trigger, because I am not for sale. Already sold out to Jesus. It's done. So it's simple. If we had twice as much money, we could do 100 times more. It is just exponential. We've got the platform. I'm busy just keeping the platform in place, which pisses me off because I could do so much more. I just mortgaged my house because I parked a bunch of money in there over the years to make sure I could fund things because I don't trust banks. I pulled that out. I'm just busy spending all my time trying to hire camera people, reporters, where to send folks. You know, I'm not bitching, but I don't, full-time talk show host, full-time general, trying to hire folks that want to take action, trying to hire people that will have will and want to go out there, you know. So we need your financial support. And if you like what you see, then just buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com and sign up for AutoShip. Make that commitment. Put the ring on so that you can cancel any time for free. You can re-get the coffee, get the fish oil, get the products. Bunch of big sales right now, but it isn't about how we got sales. It's about investing in your future, which you need to do right now. As for me, I'll be there at the top of that armored vehicle facing down those globalists bigger than Dallas, just hoping they take me out because I love Jesus and I'm ready to win. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, we support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Matt Bracken.
Okay, I'm on for the rest of the hour. And if you're wondering what I'm going to be mainly talking about today, let me give you a clue. Virginia. That's where I went to school, in Charlottesville at UVA. And I wasn't there for the 2017 Charlottesville festivities, and I'm not planning on being in Richmond this Monday either. I have a pre-existing major social obligation that's been scheduled for many months involving a lot of people. And frankly, you know, I don't think that I don't think it would benefit anybody by my being in Richmond. I think I'll be better off watching from afar and staying out of the, what some people are calling the kill box, you know, the kill zone, the L-shaped ambush, the buffalo jump, sort of like a purple bug zapper light for moths that just can't help it. Frankly, I don't want to rain on anybody's parade at this point. If you're going, you're going, right? And over the rest of the hour, I'd like to talk about some of the ideas that I have for making it as successful as it can be, or as it might be, or as we hope it will be, because certainly there are a lot of things that can go seriously haywire there on many levels. And I'm going to talk about some of these risks, but I'm also going to talk about some ideas, some backup plans, some alternate plans, sort of like a quarterback calling an audible. You know, in a football game, the way that defenses are so good and adaptable today, no offense can go up to the line of scrimmage and just say, this is the play, we're running this play. If you see that they're reading you and they're lined up to just nuke that play, you don't go with that play. The quarterback calls an audible and changes the play to adapt to the defense that he's seeing right then. And that's the attitude to take to Richmond if you're going to Richmond. For example, if you think I'm getting into Capitol Square for sure, well, they've already stated that the Capitol Square, that's like the about six block area right immediately around the Capitol, that's going to be a gun-free zone, a weapon-free zone. And that means they're going to go through like one gate, a very long line, and a magnetometer, and, you know, like a football game table for your bag check. That's only if you're trying to get into that small Capitol Square. Now, that Capitol Square, it could hold a few thousand people if they let everybody walk all over the grass at the most. But I've seen estimates of anything from 10,000 to 100,000 people showing up. Let's say it's 30,000. That leaves probably, you know, 25,000 people who don't really have a realistic chance of getting into the Capitol Square for lobbying purposes, because that's going to be like the mother of all cattle call lines to go through the baggage and the metal detectors. So don't necessarily plan that you're going to get into Capitol Square. That's the only place right now that's gun-free. So if you adapt your plan and you say, you know, I'll be satisfied just being on the outside periphery of the Capitol Square with, you know, 30,000 or 50,000 other Second Amendment supporters, in that case, you don't necessarily have to be disarmed. But you have to know in advance, I'm not going to get through any metal detector. I'm not planning to get into the Capitol Square. That would be like trying to put Woodstock, you know, inside of a tennis court. It's impossible. It can't work. The numbers wouldn't allow it to work. Now, folks should plan also that there will be major street blockages, and they may not be announced in advance, partly because of just the confusion of the events, the police reacting on the fly as they see the numbers building, or it could be more for nefarious reasons to try to, you know, steer Second Amendment people toward the Mayor Bloomberg Everytown gun grabber groups for a clash, which is what they did in Charlottesville. So you don't plan that you're absolutely going to have a certain route from your car to the event, because you might get to a street and there's a line of police barricades and you got to go many blocks around. So up on the screen right now, I put up an example of a printed map, and I would recommend everybody print your own maps at different scales and mark other routes on them. If you'll notice that downtown Richmond area, it's primarily surrounded by highways. That's an impassable barrier for a pedestrian. If you're driving into Richmond, all of the highway exits are going to be primary. If they are up for this, they're going to do the checkpoints right there. And I don't mean necessarily pulling every car over, but they are going to have them slowed down and under close, close observation. They have been putting up cameras all around downtown Richmond like crazy over the past week. So if your goal is to get to the Capitol Square area and you don't want to be hassled, think about a route that takes you through surface streets. You know, but you're going to need to print out your own maps. Don't plan that you're going to be running around looking at your 4-inch smartphone trying to navigate, you know, under these confusing and potentially dangerous situations if there are Antifas or if somebody shows up to do something terrible there and causes a stampede. So I would recommend everybody actually, you know, physically print out some of your own maps at different scales. Have extras for other people. You know, it's going to be pretty crazy, especially if any of the worst outcomes happen. I read a link to an article today in The Hill. It says that the FBI already arrested a couple of neo-Nazis planning on going to Richmond for, you know, dangerous, violent reasons. Now, I don't trust the FBI. I don't know if what the story is legit, but certainly the FBI is very much on the ball. The SAC, the special agent in charge of Richmond, is a domestic counterintelligence expert, the guy David Archie. He has been studying this. He is on the lookout for any, you know, dangerous actors coming from out of state, hence federal, from out of state into Richmond. So you're going to want to be very careful, as well as, you know, what they're talking all about, the alt-right, dangerous, neo-Nazi, white nationalist militias. But this is also like blood in the water for other types of sharks. If you think about somebody like James Hodgkinson, who was motivated to go from the Midwest to attack the Republican baseball practice, imagine people like him, you know, losers that are trying to give their life meaning and do something in service of the revolution. What would be better than coming to Richmond to cause trouble? And they might not be very well thought out. You know, it might be a clever false flag, but it might just be some loser yanking out a pistol. Anything can happen in a highly charged atmosphere like this, because this is going to be getting massive national exposure, and people are coming from all over the country. And we're going to talk some more about Richmond on Monday when we come back from the break, because there's a lot to talk about, and I have some more ideas about things to do, not just things not to do.
Knock on wood, I am not tempting fate, but everybody around the office, especially folks that have worked there a long time, have noticed that I really don't ever get sick. Now, again, I might get sick tomorrow because I just made that statement. I'm not tempting fate. I'll say that again.
because I am superstitious when it comes down to that. I'm very thankful to the good Lord for the constitution I've been given. But up until about 8-9 years ago when I started taking X2, the products in Force Life, I still got sick every couple of years. And, you know, I still get sore throats from allergies and pollen and things like that. But now that I religiously take the products at InfoWars Life, one of the highest quality supplements you're going to find out there, I just never get a fever anymore. It's probably been 3-4 years since I've had a fever. It's just crazy. So I chalk it up to genetics and the red products.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing, space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs, and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Answer to 1984 is 1776. It's Matt Bracken. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
All right. Now, I mentioned that if you don't think you're going to be able to get inside of the Capitol Square itself, which is all, you know, fenced off with temporary cyclone fencing now, and trust me, every inch down there is on cameras. If you aren't sure, you'll be wanting to talk to people, have communication with folks that are ahead of you in line. But if it looks like you're not going to get in, and you do decide to carry a concealed weapon, which I know some people are considering this to be a big part of the issue, is just the fact that Northam made this a gun-free zone on his own say-so, by declaring a state of emergency. And there's a debate raging right now whether that's legal or not. But trust me, between now and Monday, that's not going to be hashed out. And you're not going to win a debate on the sidewalk, you know, with a cop in riot gear about whether or not it was a legal order for you to carry or not carry a pistol. But that's up to you. But I will say, and this is a lesson from the Twin Peaks, Waco, Texas Twin Peaks disaster. If for any reason, I mean, a truck backfires, if people start pulling out pistols, you have to be aware that on top of the buildings all around this area, these are like 6, 8, 10 floor buildings with flat roofs and parapets. In other words, you know, perfect sniper headquarters, not just hides, but like sniper jamborees. They're going to have every inch of every downtown street covered with spotters and snipers. So if for any reason somebody starts pulling out pistols, think about what happened in Waco at Twin Peaks. As soon as the bikers pulled out the pistols, the snipers unloaded. So really, that's a very bad idea. If you think you're going to get hit by some Antifa or something and you need your pistol, think about the fact that if you pull a pistol, you are going to be in the crosshairs, and somebody's going to have about 2 pounds of pressure on a trigger ready to go. So think long and hard about that. I said people would say, well, then why in the hell would you want to go to a situation like this? Well, for a lot of reasons. There are many patriots that consider this a necessary evolution, a necessary event. Good, bad, or ugly, they've got to go there to show the flag. That not to go to Richmond would be a form of surrender. Another point of view is that, you know, Paul Revere did not lead a march into Boston to protest British gun control. He waited, and then at Lexington and Concord, when the British were strung out, when they were far from their power base, that's when they had the battle, and then they, you know, attacked the British all the way back to Boston. So they waited for the enemy to come onto their territory into their favorable circumstances. But then people will say, but Matt, before that, there was the Boston Massacre. That's when some Bostonians started throwing snowballs at the Redcoats to rile them up, and for that, they were shot. So some people would say, well, before you have Concord and Lexington, you have to have the Boston Massacre. There are, if you can believe it, even people, and some call them accelerationists, there are people that think, for example, that Charlottesville was, quote-unquote, a necessary first step, that in order to get our country to the boiling point, to where the so-called boogaloo starts, when it's a free-fire zone and, you know, we're taking score and taking out our enemies to reestablish liberty in this country or whatever form of government people prefer, they think we need to throw, you know, we need to throw a brick into this boiling pot and just make it overflow. So if you're going to Richmond for perfectly legitimate, peaceful reasons to assemble and defend your Second Amendment rights, you need to be aware that there are lunatics. Or maybe they're not lunatics. They just have that point of view. They say there's a acronym. There is no voting our way out of this, that we're past that point. You know, look at Virginia. It was the keystone state of the Confederacy, the Army of Northern Virginia. And in the last decade, it's gone blue. How did that happen? A demographic shift brought on by open borders and illegal and legal immigration, where both of those groups of immigrants vote 70% for Democrats. So as this mass immigration continues, state after state is going to turn like Virginia. So the accelerationists believe we're better to get this fight going sooner rather than later. And so if you're going to Richmond for perfectly peaceful reasons, please understand that there are people that would like to see Richmond turn into Charlottesville times Twin Peaks at Waco. That is, you know, the clashes on the street as well as shooting, which would all be blamed on the Second Amendment crowd. The national narrative in the mainstream media will be that gun owners who support the Second Amendment are dangerous lunatics, and the smartest thing to do is pass gun control like Governor Northam wants and disarm those crazy, dangerous lunatics, those rednecks, those white nationalist rednecks. If you look at liberal media, Media Matters has a couple stories up today. One is about InfoWars, mentions, of course, Alex and also myself. And they have a couple of stories on the Richmond. If you read the comments, their perception of Second Amendment supporters is white racist rednecks. So whether or not you think that, well, this will be different from Charlottesville because that was about the Robert E. Lee statue, and this is about the Second Amendment. To our enemies, it's the same thing. They're going to portray it as white racist crazy gun nuts who came to Richmond, and then there was a massacre. It won't matter if it's a false flag. It won't matter if it's some James Hodgkinson loser that shows up with an SKS. It won't matter if a truck backfires and a sniper who already has 3 pounds on the trigger lets one off by accident. And something out of Twin Peaks that you should ponder and consider is when you're dealing with a common police law enforcement, not just 308 sniper rifles, but also many cops would just have their tactical carbine and 5.56 with a scope on it. You can't tell who fired what because it's not like CSI where they're going to pull a pristine little magic bullet out of somebody and match it to a particular law enforcement rifle. Forget that. That's out the window. If there's a number of police, like in Waco at Twin Peaks, if there are a number of police sharpshooters, snipers, firing 5.56 high-velocity rounds, they're either going to go through the person or be in fragments, and there won't be enough to determine which rifle it came out of. What does this mean? It means that it makes it kind of easy for the cops, once the shooting starts, to just participate. It's called sympathetic shooting. It's what happens when, you know, three or four cops all approach a suspect. If anybody shoots, it's very likely that all of the cops will empty a magazine, period. Because there's shooting going on, and you just keep shooting while the shooting is going on. And if it's 5.56 or if it's even 308 hollow points, you can't tie a particular casualty to a particular police rifle. So it'll just be swept under the rug like Waco Twin Peaks. Oh, well, it was not our fault. We were trying to save lives. It was those crazy gun nuts down there. And if somebody hadn't pulled out a pistol, then he wouldn't have shot him, and then all these other people shot everybody else. I'm telling you, Richmond has the potential to be a highly dangerous area. Not saying don't go, but I'm saying know what you're getting into. Please know what you're getting into. Now, there are some things that you can do to at least bring all the tools that you can to this party. And when we come back from the break, I'm going to go into some of the tools and the tricks of the trade and the tactics that you'll be able to successfully employ to make the best out of your day in Richmond, if you're going. And we'll be back in just a couple minutes and talk about that.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as
as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argyrolene, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones with Matt Bracken.
Okay, last segment. And this is where I give you some of my ideas, some tricks and tools for a successful Richmond. I already talked about maps and the value of printing some of your own maps, because when you do that, it won't be subject to you goofing up with your slippery fingers and suddenly losing what you're trying to find on your street view. And the next thing you know, you've lost your situational awareness. A big printed map where you've already lined out your access routes, that's going to be doing you a good job. If you put it inside of a Ziploc baggie, it won't matter if it's against your sweaty body or if it's raining. You can have, four or five maps, different scales, fold them in half, put them inside a Ziploc. It'll really help that you to avoid getting herded into a cul-de-sac or getting, trapped against by a police line against some obstacle. Now, while we're talking about police lines and obstacles, a handy thing to bring along that is completely legit to own and possess anywhere is a pair of wire cutters or even like the lineman tool, which has like a square pliers at the end and then a nice big side cutter. Because with them, you can get through the temporary fencing very easily. I'm not saying cut an entire line of chain link, but where they're just joined with like coat hanger wire, you know, where these sections are just, it's very easy and flimsy. You cut two or three pieces of tie wire, open the fences, pull the fences apart, and you're through, as opposed to just being herded up against in a pile. Think about Las Vegas. Most of the casualties occurred where people were being just smashed up against those temporary fences. So if you have the ability to make your own exit by going to a place where the people are not and just opening a gap in the fences with your wire cutters, you're golden. Another thing you can do with wire cutters, especially little dikes, the nippers, small ones, you can practice cutting zip ties. So if you happen to find yourself with a pair of nylon zip ties, but then you can run away, if you have a little pair of wire cutters in your back pocket, you can practice at home cutting yourself out of zip ties. And then, of course, you can then cut a bunch of other people loose. If you, under any conditions for something like this, bring a little pair of binoculars, little 8x20s. They don't take up much room. They weigh almost nothing. But they allow you to see several blocks away with great clarity. So instead of walking into some kind of a trap, whether Antifa or law enforcement, you can study it from 300 or 400 yards away and decide, nah, I ain't going up there. You know, they're searching everybody and putting them on a van down there. But the binoculars will help you get that situational awareness way in advance. Along with the optics is thermal optics. And I know a lot of hunters and preppers do have thermal optics today. Day or night, they work. And if it's cold out, they work even better because the bodies are, you know, people are much warmer than a Richmond winter day. You can actually, depending on what people are wearing, you can see if somebody is carrying a weapon by the black blob or what, depending on whether you have white or black hot. But you can often tell if somebody's got a weapon underneath their clothing with the thermal. You can tell a lot. It's almost like X-ray vision to a certain extent when you're scanning people with your thermal. So if you got a thermal scope, maybe pull your QD, your quick detach, bring it off your carbine, bring it down. They can't fault you for having a thermal optic. Let's see. Of course, you know, your smartphone, your cameras, record everything that you can, and consider having a means to upload it immediately so that even if, let's say, something bad happens and you wind up being herded into detention along with an entire mob of people, that's what happened to Twin Peaks. They just arrested every biker there, $1 million bail. Well, they're going to take your smartphone, so it won't do you much good. All the proof you had on it, when you get it back, it might have been hammered. So if you can upload images as you're going, as you're streaming, like Periscope, something like that, get the images out live or store them out of your camera so that even if your camera is taken from you, the evidence will still be out in the internet available. If you're depending on where you're parking, obviously the bus thing is a whole different story. But depending on where you're parking, consider leaving security at the parking lot. Even the cavalry, dismounted cavalry, they left horse holders, you know, usually an old guy. But or, a wounded guy. But you can't just leave 20 cars parked somewhere with Second Amendment stickers on them and not expect them to be vandalized or have cut tires, you know, especially if people think, wow, all these cars are probably full of guns today. So consider leaving security back at your parking lot. I would absolutely, if you have a lawyer or some legal preparation, the potential exists for large-scale arrests, and it won't matter what you did or didn't do. If you're in a crowd between this corner and that corner, and everybody is herded down there to be arrested because they said it's an unlawful assembly, and they gave you 5 minutes, and in 4 minutes they said you're all under arrest. Things like this can happen, like in Charlottesville or in Twin Peaks. So what do you do if you're arrested? Do you have a lawyer? Do you have a lawyer's card? Maybe have some stuff in your wallet and some stuff not in your wallet in case your wallet happens to be taken when you're arrested. You can't rule out things like pepper spray being employed, so I would absolutely bring some kind of mask, and eye protection. They can't fault you for masks and eye protection and water, which you'll be drinking anyway. But if you have to do an eye wash or if you have to do any eye wash for anybody else, you know, you'll need the water and other preparations for that. I'm not saying anything bad is going to happen here. You know, maybe everything will work out just beautifully. I'm just saying that there's a lot of really nasty potential. And you know, I know that the Virginia Citizens Defense League, their heart is in the right place. I do not fault them for this. They want to stand up for their rights. I get it. You know, everybody wants to protect our Second Amendment rights. But you know, some ideas that are good ideas, they just don't scale up. You know, you can't take a kid's lemonade stand and say, I'm going to be like McDonald's and make it a national franchise. Some ideas do not scale. And the VCDL annual lobby day, where they have maybe 100 guys, you know, wearing jackets and ties, assigned to bird dog the legislators, that worked great. And what I've seen is, well, it always worked in the past, so it should work fine on Monday. That concept is not going to scale. If you've got 30 or 40,000 people or more or less, nobody knows. It's all wild cards at this point. If you have that many people flooding downtown Richmond in this high security environment, you know, where the governor is already talking about these credible threats of violence and armed drones and all kind of crazy stuff, in that environment, nobody can tell that it's going to turn out all right, because the last times with 100 guys, it turned out all right. You just can't scale this and proof it out. You have to look at better examples that would be like, you know, things that happened in Portland, Oregon, where they attacked the buses. You know, a bus is a very vulnerable target in a downtown city. And you cannot even rule out that there are bad actors on the law enforcement side, the Peter Strzok types. And I'm not saying that the superintendent of the Virginia State Police or anybody like that has bad intentions, but think of how many levels a bad actor can be can do terrible things just by, at the last minute, changing where the buses have to go to put them into a dangerous area, or leaving the buses in a vulnerable position, or making it so that it's too far for people to safely walk. They've got to go through an area full of their enemies. There's just so much room for mischief in this whole environment that I would I'd be very cautious going there. Not saying don't go there, but you know, take some of the stuff that I've suggested, the binos, the wire cutters, you know, take them. If you have a pair of, you know, if you have some walkie-talkies of group that you're not relying on cell phone, which could be jammed, some walkie-talkies can be helpful, you know, and just in case they do jam the cell phone signals. Because nothing can be ruled out. And I look forward next week to talking to you about how nothing happened. It was completely peaceful. And the legislature's all changed their mind, and there's not going to be any gun control. No more confiscation talk in Virginia. I look forward to talking about that next Thursday. And I hope we're not talking about, you know, anything really rotten that happened there. But I'll see you next week, and we'll do an after-action report and discuss what actually happened. Till then, we're all just guessing. And this is Matt Bracken, and see you next week.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million-dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.